I'll call your bluff, Ocasio-Cortez takes aim at President Trump. By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, promised to call President Trump's bluff in a tweet posted Sunday night. "Mr. President, you're from Queens," she tweeted. "You may fool the rest of the country, but I'll call your bluff any day of the week." "Opening an impeachment inquiry is exactly what we must do when the president obstructs justice, advises witnesses to ignore legal subpoenas, and more." "Bye," she wrote, adding a waving hand emoji. Her remark was in reaction to a previous tweet made by the president, who played off a statement Ocasio-Cortez made during her Sunday appearance on ABC's This Week. "I think that we have a very real risk of losing the presidency to Donald Trump if we do not have a presidential candidate that is fighting for true transformational change in the lives of working people in the United States," she said. President Trump, tweeting her quote, added, "I agree. And that is the only reason they play the impeach card, which cannot be legally used." Ocasio-Cortez said during her appearance that support for Trump's impeachment was growing. "I think every day that passes the pressure to impeach grows. I think it's justifiable. I think the evidence continues to come in," she explained. "I believe that with the president now saying that he is willing to break the law to win re-election, that transcends partisanship," she continued. "It transcends party lines. This is now about the rule of law in the United States of America." She pointed to recent polls in an attempt to justify her party's impeachment efforts, adding, "The American people are now recognizing in a much broader scale the depth and the severity of the misconduct coming out of the White House and a demand to protect our institutions and protect the rule of law of the United States and at least opening an inquiry into possible misconduct." A Harvard Cap/Harris poll conducted last month revealed that the number of Americans favoring no action outweighed those demanding impeachment,